Very interesting story. She'll talk about that coming up at 8:35. Right now, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton.
It was about 3 o'clock this morning when President-elect Donald Trump took the stage to tell his supporters his election was official. Hillary Clinton had conceded.
Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean that very sincerely.
And Trump said now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. Now, Hillary Clinton did not make any concession speech last night. Instead, her campaign chairman, John Podesta, talked to her supporters.
I want you to know, I want every person in this hall to know, and I want every person across the country who supported Hillary to know, that your voices and your enthusiasm means so much to her and to Tim and to all of us.
Hillary Clinton is expected to speak publicly sometime later today. The White House says President Obama has called to congratulate Donald Trump and has invited him to meet at the White House tomorrow to begin planning the transition. The Secretary General of NATO is among those waiting to see how the Trump presidency will take shape. Trump has said that NATO is obsolete and he wants to restructure it, although he later backtracked on those comments. Jens Stoltenberg tells CNN.
I will discuss with President-elect Trump the way forward regarding how NATO shall continue to respond to a new and more challenging security environment, to a more dangerous world.
And now we know who Maryland's Republican governor voted for president. Larry Hogan had said he was not going to vote for Donald Trump. The governor now says he wrote in the name of the person who taught him what it meant to hold public office with integrity, his father, former Congressman Lawrence Hogan. Republicans keep control of both the House and Senate. One of those House Republicans who won another term yesterday, Barbara Comstock in Virginia's 10th District.
Comstock beat out Democratic challenger Luann Bennett with 53% of the vote to Bennett's 46. Comstock says it wasn't an easy race with all the mudslinging.
I'm happy that we were able to survive another onslaught of them wasting $10 million.
She wants the political atmosphere in Virginia to change.
I'd like to see us be able to come together and work on the kind of issues that are about innovation and about getting the economy moving and stop a lot of the divisive kind of things.
At the Hilton Garden Inn in Ashburn, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Democrat Jamie Raskin has defeated Republican Dan Cox in Maryland's 8th Congressional District.
I even call myself a conservative because I want to conserve the land, the air, the water, the climate system, our species, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the civil rights and liberties of the people.
And Raskin promised to work with Virginia and D.C. to, quote, get that metro running again. Former D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray will be returning to the D.C. Council.
It was close, but I'm very grateful to the people of Ward 7 for giving me a chance to come back and serve them once again.
Montgomery County political activist Robin Fickers at the Shady Grove Metro this morning thanking voters for passing the term limits ballot question he initiated.
They came to the realization that we had to change course, that we weren't moving ahead, that we were stalled, that we were seeing the jobs go to Virginia. We need jobs here. We need an uplift.
Several other ballot questions also decided yesterday. Fairfax County voters again rejected a meals tax. D.C. residents overwhelmingly voted their approval for statehood. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,333, the Nasdaq at 5,193. Sports, the Caps fall to San Jose. The Wizards take on the Celtics at home tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Fall is here, and just around the corner, colder temperatures, snow, and ice are waiting. Stay informed with the most accurate and dependable forecast from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Rice.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stager
on WMAL.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Need your carpets cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to JoeHadid.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, let's do this. The crash is gone. Interstate 95 north in Lorton. No signs of it left on the shoulder. So now we're trying to move along, getting up into Newington. Then you hit delays to merge onto 395. Continuous delays into town and onto that inner loop of the Beltway in Annandale. Other positive news on the Virginia side, the Beltway inner loop crash before the American Legion Bridge. That's been cleared out of the left lane as well. Let's get you through Sterling. It's been that stop and go as you head south on 28 before you even get to 625. So do watch for that. Heading south past Waxpool Road to join on to the toll road through Herndon and Reston. A lot of heavy traffic for everyone this morning. It's going to be a long rush hour because we have this rain and drizzle. So just allow plenty of time to get where you're going. Number of accidents, Maryland, top side of the Beltway cleared, but delays before you even get to College Park and around toward George Avenue and the feeder road to join the Beltway quite slow. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain coming down this morning, all out ahead of a cold front. The front will sweep through, and the rain will taper off to showers as we go through midday and this afternoon. A west-northwesterly wind, 15 to 25 miles per hour, 60 degrees. Still some gusty winds tonight. Some chillier air spills in, 43. Outside the Beltway, colder. Sunny tomorrow, pleasant, 62. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Centerville, 52 in Damascus, 55 degrees in Washington. Trump wins. The GOP keeps Congress. Get the elections rundown at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 8:07 on WMAL. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry as we continue our post-election day coverage. And it wasn't just Donald Trump who won big last night. No, the Senate stays in the control of the Republicans. In fact, it looks like they might just have lost one seat on a election cycle where they were due to lose many more than that. So, coming up at the bottom of this hour, Susan Fricchia, Washington Examiner congressional correspondent, on what's next for the Republican House and Senate. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Ed Klein, author of the New York Times bestseller Guilty as Sin, a person who's written extensively about the Clintons over the years. Good morning to you, Ed.
Good morning. Great to be with you this morning. And I understand it's raining down where you guys are.
That is. It is indeed raining, but we never curse the rain around here. Okay, look, here's the thing, Ed. You have written about the Clintons forever. I can't imagine a resurrection of the Clinton machine after this. Can you?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, it's very interesting that this machine, which has been kind of mythologized as the greatest political machine of our time, lost in 2008 to Barack Obama and now has lost in 2016 to Donald Trump. And this is a machine that has more money than it can practically count, more people than it needs, and supposedly the best and brightest minds in the Democratic Party, and it's been beaten twice. Now, I suggest that if Bill Clinton were running, maybe that wouldn't be true. But
is that because you think she was a particularly weak candidate?
I think not only weak, I think she was a pathetic candidate, and I think she was such a ethically challenged candidate that she was looked upon by the American public as somebody so untrustworthy that they did not want her in the White House.
Ed Klein, you have written about the Clinton family and the Clinton machine, as we're referring to it here, for many, many, many years. And you have many sources who are in the room with them during their most private moments.
Yes.
What's going on right now in that room as Hillary Clinton prepares remarks that we are told now are scheduled for 9:30 this morning? What's the conversation like? What's the mood? And is it, are there accusations? Is there anger and vitriol? What's happening?
Well, I think there's things happening. It's almost impossible to enumerate them all. But one, you have to remember that Hillary Clinton has had the idea of being president of the United States at very least since she was in college in the 1960s. This is something that she's dreamed of all her adult life, probably in high school as well. So the disappointment, it's hard to even describe. It's almost novelistic.
Secondly,
I would say that knowing Hillary, she never takes responsibility for her own problems. She always, always looks around and finds other people to blame for this. And in this case, I think the most obvious scapegoat is going to be...
Hello, are you there?
Ed, are you there? We just missed you.
It was
a cliffhanger. You said the most obvious scapegoat will be...
James Comey.
Aye.
All right. That's fine. And let me ask you this, though. Why do you think she didn't give an address last night? We asked our audience that question. We have been wondering about it ourselves. She sent out John Podesta to tell the audience, who had been standing there for hours and hours and hours and hours, that she wasn't coming out and that they should all go home. By the way, we're hearing she's going to speak this morning at 9:30, but it's not the same. Why do you think she didn't come out last night?
I think she was in a state of a mental collapse. And it's very hard for people like us, you, me, ordinary everyday people, media people, to understand what a blow this has been to her ego, to her very essence. I think her definition of herself was the first woman president of the United States. I don't think she had it in her to face this defeat.
Ed Klein is our guest in his latest book, New York Times bestseller, Guilty as Sin. And what happens now with Hillary Clinton, with Bill Clinton? Do they fade away? Do they go out of the public arena for a while, as Al Gore did, at least for about a year and a half, 2 years there during the beginning of the Bush presidency, and then he came back with gusto as a major critic of President Bush. What do the Clintons do?
Well, just imagine if you are a very wealthy person and you want some favors from the government, you donate money to the Clinton Foundation in the hope that in return the Clintons will be good to you when they get back into power. Why in God's name would you now donate a penny to the Clinton Foundation? I think the Clinton Foundation is going to take a huge hit because they no longer are in power, and in fact they are yesterday's news. The second point I would make is that with the collapse of the Clintons, this leaves Barack Obama as still the head of the Democratic Party. So even though he would, of course, preferred not to see Donald Trump in the White House and undoing his legacy, he still is living. He's already rented a home in Washington, and he will continue to be the, I think, most powerful spokesman in the party.
What do you think will happen to these investigations that are still pending?
Well, we've forgotten, but the FBI, and we should talk about James Comey, what the FBI does after James Comey leaves, and I think he will leave. The FBI has an ongoing investigation of the Clinton Foundation, and it's been going on for almost 2 years. I'm told by my sources that it is very close to conclusion. So whether or not, yeah, we're here, but just a minute. Whether or not the FBI will then charge her, of course, nobody can predict. But what we can predict is that this investigation will there'll have to be some public
resolution of it, right?
Resolution of this thing, one way or the other. And I believe that they do have enough information to, at the very least, excoriate her, as he did, Comey did on the emails, for teetering on the edge of illegality, if not falling over into the abyss of illegality.
All right,
because clearly there was pay for play while she was Secretary of State.
All right, Ed, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated.
My pleasure.
Ed Klein, again, his book, Guilty as Sin, about Hillary Clinton.
It is now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's been a tough rush hour. Boy, I'm getting a lot of complaints on how long it's taking commuters to get where they need to get going. We've had a number of accidents, and rain and drizzle adds to the delays, so the wet pavement not helping. Number of accidents on the freeway. We had two coming out of Virginia, cleared, one off of the 11th Street Bridge. That too cleared, but major delays. Everyone trying to feed through that area affects 395, a solid lineup coming off of 95. This is out of Virginia. At least an hour to cross the 14th Street Bridge, and 295 each direction into town. Suitland Parkway is just at a crawl heading up the 295, and then commuters thinking, I won't take the 11th Street Bridge. I'll head inbound South Capitol Street. That's also bogged down, too. We're going to get you Georgia Avenue crash southbound right near Howard University with big delays there. The accident on the 270 spur southbound cleared, but delays most of the way from Urbana and down through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, today, rain. It's going to be sort of messy, and 90% chance of rain, and high near 60. Tonight, the skies will clear later, and we'll see temperatures dip down to around 43 degrees. Tomorrow looks like a really nice day, 62 sunny. Friday, partly cloudy and breezy, a low of 62. Saturday in the low 50s. Sunday in the highs, make that low 60s, and we're going to have sunshine both days. Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by VNF Office Products.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
As of about 3 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time today, with the call of Pennsylvania going over to the Trump column, the Trump transition team and apparatus became the most important entity in Washington, D.C. And we want to know from you, who do you think should be a part of the new Trump cabinet? The clock is now ticking. Inauguration Day is scheduled, as always, for the third Tuesday in January. Is that how it always is?
January 20th.
And it's time now, between now and then, to assemble the cabinet. Who do you want to see? 888-630-9625. Who are your nominees for various cabinet positions in the new Trump administration? 888-630-WMAL. I'd like to throw one out there, if I may.
All right.
Imagine, if you would, a meeting of the mullahs of Iran and the totalitarian government that rules that nation, sitting down with, who they thought was going to be John Kerry or John Kerry's successor as Secretary of State to discuss the next steps in their Iran deal and the transfer of more billions of dollars their way so they can use it for terrorist activities around the world to threaten us and our enemies. And instead, this guy walks into the room.
And I think what this means is that they're expressing what they hope the deal might be or what they think has been agreed, but it's all now subject to interpretation. You know, and I think it shows the fundamental lack of meeting of the minds of the parties. If they can't agree on something that expresses the general principles and that points toward the ultimate outcome, I don't think there's anything here to give any of us confidence that even if they negotiate a 1,000-page treaty full of details that they all sign, that Iran will comply with it.
That's right. For Secretary of State, I nominate the man who Dennis Miller once called the nuclear walrus, Ambassador John Bolton.
Yeah, that would be good. And I let me just say this before I go on with my comment, and that is that here's the really good news. The Senate must confirm members of the cabinet.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to be Secretary of this and that, you got to go through the Senate confirmation process. Guess what? The Senate is firmly in control of Republicans, it looks like, and so it's going to be a pretty good rubber stamp. I mean, if you send up a decent name, pretty good chance you're going to get your nominee pushed through. You may not get a single Democratic vote, but it doesn't matter.
Well, we'll see. There are a lot of prominent Republicans you know, Lindsey Graham and John McCain and Ben Sasse and Jeff Flake. And
yeah, that's true. I grant you all of
them. They're never Trumps.
I know that, but you know what? It's not in their interest.
He won.
If you give him a good name, you're going to be okay.
I hear you.
So I like KT McFarland. And interestingly enough, I think she could play an important role. National security advisor, perhaps, in a Trump administration.
She could wear many hats.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, at 7:35, when she was here as our guest, as she always is on Wednesdays, she did not poo-poo the idea.
Oh, she enthusiastically embraced it.
She said
it.
She would absolutely serve as a foot soldier in this administration if asked, and I think she could do a lot better than foot soldier.
So there you go. You and I have John Bolton and KT McFarland. Yeah. That ain't a bad start.
That's a pretty good 1-2 punch right there.
How about you, 888-630-WMAL. David in Virginia, you're next up. Let's try to plow through these rapid fire. Go, David.
Department of Justice need a strong law and order guy. You need a Giuliani or Andrew McCarthy or someone of that kind of integrity. That department is so corrupt, and those political operatives need to go.
Andrew McCarthy, Attorney General, would be a beautiful thing to observe for 4 years in this town. Well said. Yeah. Thank you, sir. How about Robert out near Dulles here on WMAL?
Three of them for you. Attorney General Chris Christie, Secretary of State John Bolton, Head of the Pentagon Michael Flynn. Get ready, world. Get in line.
All right, Robert. That's a bit of a murderer's row, isn't it?
Yeah.
Donna and Frederick, you're on WMAL. Go, Donna.
Department of Health, Dr. Ben Carson. We can't let him go.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are saying that. And let's remember,
right.
Ben Carson's coming of age politically was that national prayer breakfast. And what was the issue that he called out President Obama on? It was Obamacare.
Obamacare.
What does the Secretary of Health and Human Services do? They administer Obamacare. That would be something else. More of your calls on this in a moment. It's 8:22.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. We're a local community bank. While technology allows us to be everywhere you need to be, our focus is on you. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com.
You know, I've been talking about my friend Frank Prindle and the Associates of RE/MAX Allegiance for years now. I've mentioned Frank's military service, West Point education. You've heard about his no-risk guaranteed sales system and his ability to deliver results on time and for more money than other local agents with similar guarantees. With over 25 years in the D.C. metro real estate market, Frank's experience consistently delivers results for his clients. And that's why when Thomas received military orders to move out of state, he picked up the phone. He called Frank. Thomas had just completed remodeling the kitchen of his Waldorf home, and he wanted to recoup his money. Frank cranked up the marketing system, and after one weekend, just one, he sold Thomas's home for well over list price. The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in the Metro D.C. area out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prindle today, 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. If you want to learn more about Frank, just go to his website, itrustfrank.com.
Can having breast implants lead to suicide?
She knew she was sick from the implants.
Seven on Your Side reveals a possible dark side to the most popular plastic surgery. Seven on Your Side alerts, protects, investigates. Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow the car?
Uh-huh. Where are you going?
Washington, D.C.
That's nice. When will you be home?
I'm not sure. Could be a couple weeks.
Uh-huh. But who's going to be there?
A bunch of kids you don't know, and some guy named Alex.
Okay. Well, keys are on the counter.
Cool. Thanks.
Pay attention, because some very smart teenagers are taking a road trip to Jeopardy.
Who was James Oglethorpe?
Yes, that's it.
Catch the $100,000 Jeopardy Teen Tournament quarterfinals from Washington, D.C.
Tonight at 7:30 on ABC 7.
Seven on your side. Four little words that pack a big punch. That protect you from ripoffs. That spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words, Seven on your side.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
It is 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, there are not many areas where I'm not seeing backup, so still quite the slow rush hour. Jammed is the top side and with delays off 95 and 29 and those feeder roads trying to merge into the delays. Out of Urbana, 270, that's where your delays begin to get you on to the 270 spur and then heading into Virginia. River Road, did a double check here. No accidents reported, but coming inbound River Road, passing Piney Meeting House Road and up into Potomac. Just been the heavy slowdowns like you're seeing everywhere. 66 in Manassas. Looks like it's now continuous as you head up toward Nutley Street westbound. A little bit of slowdowns to head onto 28 and onto the freeway in the district. Each direction we've had accidents cleared, but major delays in through town. Update brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet start here on this Wednesday. The midweek looks damp as the rain's around. It'll taper off to showers this afternoon. Most of our quarter of an inch of rainfall comes early. 60 degrees with a west-northwesterly wind picking up 15 to 25 miles per hour. Gusty winds tonight will clear the sky. Colder, 43, 30 suburbs. Thursday, sunny, 62 with a west-northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees, 827.
We continue with your calls. Who do you want to see in the Trump cabinet? How about Bill and Waldorf? You're next up.
Good morning. This is Bill. I want to throw in a couple of different names. Newt Gingrich, Chief of Staff, Colonel Alan West for Secretary of Veterans Affairs or Department of Defense.
Oh, yeah.
I also like Ben Carson, Health and Human Services, and definitely Ambassador Bolton, KT McFarland.
Yeah, a good group of names, Bill. The only problem is a lot of them are regular guests here on Mornings on the Mall, so we're going to have to either reload or just, you know, do our show from the White House.
That could actually work out for us, perhaps.
Yeah. They'll just set up a radio studio in the White House
for us. Could you get the secretary on the line, please?
Mike in Manassas, you're on WMAL. Hello, Mike.
Okay, I'm in agreement with everybody so far. I just think Trey Gowdy needs to be special prosecutor. Just throw a little vinegar in there.
Oh, that would be a beautiful thing to behold. Greg in Leesburg, you're on WMAL.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. It's a great day in America, isn't it?
Yeah. What do you think, Greg?
Hey, this is what we got to do. We got to put Rudy Giuliani in there for attorney general because we need somebody like that to skim off the top all the Obama appointees that have affected that agency.
Thanks.
Get him in there, and he can track them and get rid of them, and things will start to get better.
Thanks, Greg. I'll throw one last one in Senator Jeff Sessions for Homeland Security, because they oversee the Immigration Department, and he could immediately start implementing a little thing we like to call enforce our existing laws.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be new and special, huh?
8:29 on WMAL.
America is divided on a lot of issues, but there is one thing we can all agree on. Our nation's veterans deserve our thanks. This Veterans Day, visit the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, also known as the Wall, and teach your children why it's important to commemorate Veterans Day. For the first time, family tours of the Wall will be available on Friday and Saturday, November 11th and 12th, courtesy of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund and Wall volunteers. Tours are free, but space is limited. Visit atthewall.org to register.
Lung cancer.
takes more lives in the U.S. than breast, colon, and prostate cancer combined. Fighting it with an oncologist alone is like breathing with one lung. At Inova, we take a specialized team approach to lung cancer care. A medical oncologist, radiation oncologist, pulmonologist, and surgeon all work together. Choose a better way than running from hospital to hospital. Visit inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Hey, there's big news for Capitol Hill as well. Republicans are holding on to both the House and Senate. We'll get the read from Susan Ferriccio in just a moment. It's now 8:30 in the nation's capital. Time for news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. We will hear from Hillary Clinton in about an hour. It'll be her first public comments since conceding the election to Donald Trump in the early morning hours today.
She decided against giving a concession speech last night as the votes came in, hoping her blue wall across Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania would save her candidacy. When that didn't happen, it was after 2 o'clock in the morning, and aides said she wanted to give a more thoughtful speech. So her campaign chairman, John Podesta, came out to address supporters, saying she would wait until all the votes were counted. But it quickly became clear that wasn't enough. So she conceded in that brief phone call to Donald Trump. Her campaign simply did not see this coming.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny, and when Hillary Clinton speaks, you can hear it on WMAL at around 9:30. Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway this morning is describing how the phone call from Hillary went overnight.
My phone rang. It said Huma Abedin. I was happy to talk to it. I had a nice exchange with Huma, who I respect very much, and she said Secretary Clinton would like to talk to Mr. Trump. So I handed him the phone, and they had maybe a one-minute conversation, very gracious, very warm. I heard Mr. Trump's side of it. He commended her for being smart and tough and running a very hard-fought campaign. And I'm told Secretary Clinton congratulated Donald Trump on his victory and conceded to him.
Now, President-elect Trump sounded a note of reconciliation and harmony in his victory speech early this morning.
To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people.
Now, of course, it wasn't just about the presidency at the voting booth yesterday. Voters also decided a number of local issues.
We started in Virginia with a victory for labor as voters said no to making right-to-work laws part of the state constitution. In Fairfax, voters said no to a meals tax that would have been used for education. Montgomery County voters voted 2-1 to impose term limits, ensuring that 4 incumbent council members will be looking for work in 2018. Prince George's will be getting a larger county council, growing from 9 to 11 members. And D.C. residents overwhelmingly voted their approval for statehood. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,333, the NASDAQ at 5,193. Sports: San Jose puts a stop to the Caps' 5-game winning streak, and the Wizards take on the Celtics tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Come on, isn't it time to get your rugs cleaned? I mean real, deep down professional clean. Hi, this is Chris Plant. When it comes to having your fine Persian and Oriental rugs cleaned, you need Hadid. Hadid has developed a system that includes washing each and every rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of pet stains, dirt, grime, and the bacteria and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. Joe Hadid also has a team of experts dedicated to reweaving, restoring color, recreating bare spots, and replacing fine fringe. Free pickup and delivery with a minimum order. Give them a call at 703-241-1111. And starting on Saturday for this holiday season, Hadid is sponsoring a child help organization toy drive. Just drop off a gift to a needy child at their state-of-the-art facility in Springfield and get a generous discount on your rug cleaning. To learn more, go to joehadid.com or call 703-241-1111 to find one of Hadid's 4 drop-off locations.
Don't you just love the fall, but you know what's coming next? Winter. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and old drafty windows will make your home uncomfortable and drive up your heating bills. To keep winter out and keep savings in your pocket, you need to call Thompson Creek, the window replacement company that does it all. They design, build, and install, cutting out the middleman, saving you money. If you call Thompson Creek right now and mention WMAL, you'll get 20% off every window and no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Each Thompson Creek Creek window is custom made just for your home and our unique climate. Put an end to those drafty windows and high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK now. Mention WMAL and you'll receive 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. Call Thompson Creek right now. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Hey, it's Chris Plant for Timeshare Exit Team. As a radio personality, my success is based solely on my relationship with you, my audience. And because of that, I manage my credibility with the utmost diligence. I do not endorse an advertiser if I have not either used them or researched them and vetted them, the owners and previous customers, myself. Timeshare Exit Team has helped thousands of former timeshare owners become non-timeshare owners, including many of you. I want to encourage you, if you've been considering getting out of your timeshare, if your lifestyle has changed and your timeshare no longer fits in, if you're dreading the maintenance fee that's about to arrive because it's that time of year, call my friends at Timeshare Exit Team. Go in for the free consultation, look at your options, and then, if you want out, know that they stand behind their service with a 100% money-back guarantee. Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com. That's TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? We can help. Listen every Saturday at noon to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway, a couple slow stretches in the northbound direction. First, as you try to get toward the bridges and then up towards Spout Run. Beyond that, up toward the Beltway, we had a deer that was struck. Northbound side, GW Parkway. Southbound, heavy near the overlooks to the bridges into town. It has been a difficult rush hour, to say the least. The Beltway tied up. Let's go Virginia most of the way from Springfield to the American Legion Bridge. Maryland, I'm seeing very little break and backups as we head to the Wilson Bridge, as you head through Largo, as you continue through New Carrollton, College Park, Silver Spring. Crews are looking for a crash right now that was just reported in the backups on the Beltway in Silver Spring on the outer loop right near 29 Colesville Road. They're sending response in that area. On 270, get ready. We still have the rush hour jammed from Urbana off and on to the 270 spur and continuing to the Legion Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet start here on this Wednesday. The midweek looks damp as the rain's around. It'll taper off to showers this afternoon. Most of our quarter of an inch of rainfall comes early. 60 degrees with a west-northwesterly wind picking up 15 to 25 miles per hour. Gusty winds tonight will clear the sky. Colder, 43, 30 suburbs. Thursday, sunny, 62 with a west-northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Leesburg, 56 in Kensington, 56 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It is now 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian and Larry in the house on this, the day after Election Day. It has been a really interesting last 24 hours. And joining us on the line to talk about what this means up on Capitol Hill, Susan Fariccio from the Washington Examiner. Susan, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You know, I was betting that if yesterday about this time you offered up the bet to anyone that Donald Trump would be the president-elect and that the House and Senate would remain in Republican control, there have been a lot of people who have taken you up on that bet.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think anybody was anticipating what I always call the trifecta, which is they get control of the House, Senate, and the White House. And this basically will give them a path to moving their agenda. In the Senate, of course, we still have the 60-vote filibuster, and it doesn't look like the Senate is Republicans are going to get anywhere near able to clear that. They're still down. Right now, it looks like they may have 52-53 seats in the end, so that leaves them seven short of being able to clear measures from Congress unless they use this procedural method called reconciliation, which I think is going to be what they do. I think they're going to try to move important agenda items through the reconciliation process, which only requires a simple majority, and that is something they discussed before they left Congress for the campaigning in the fall. They said, look, we can move some of this agenda to the reconciliation process. Paul Ryan said that in the House. So we may see them doing that now. They have a path, and they have, you know, a president who will sign their legislation. No, they were. I don't think anybody really thought that this was going to happen. And I think there's probably a lot of Republicans right now who are just trying a little bit stunned and thinking about what their real path forward is now.
What about Trump's cabinet nominees, which have to go through the Senate? How does that look?
I'm sorry, what about Trump's what?
Nominees for cabinet positions.
Oh, okay. Well, now, don't forget now, there's a rule in the Senate that changed where we called it the nuclear option back a few years ago, where Harry Reid was the majority leader, changed the threshold to 51 votes. For executive branch nominees, and lower court judges, and of course this did not include the Supreme Court, which still requires a 60 vote threshold. So Trump's nominees can get through the same way that the president's nominees got through, that simple majority. So I think that's not going to be a problem for Republicans.
That's right.
The Supreme Court is a question, though. Will Democrats filibuster a Trump nominee to the Supreme Court? And if that happens, will Mitch McConnell, who's expected to be the majority leader, will he change the rules even further to a 51-vote threshold for the Supreme Court or perhaps legislation? That would be an enormous rules change. There's a lot of debate right now whether or not that will happen. And people think, you know, McConnell will try to hang on to the tradition and keeping the 60-vote threshold, because he's all too familiar with what it's like to be in the minority. And so I think initially he will try to preserve that 60-vote threshold. I don't think there's any guarantee he will if Democrats try to block a Supreme Court nominee. Don't forget, the Supreme Court is the most important goal for Republicans. I know it's what they talked about all along here, that we need to be able to put someone on the Supreme Court that is a nominee who we want. So that's going to be a priority for them. And if Democrats try to block it, well, I think that filibuster rule could be in play.
Susan Ferriccio, let's get back to the Republicans in the House and Senate, as there are many prominent Republicans here in Washington, D.C., who were less than enthusiastic about the Trump candidacy. In fact, many of the Republicans in prominent leadership positions in both the House and the Senate were openly hostile to the campaign and either would not endorse, would not campaign, or didn't even vote for Donald Trump. What happens next for them?
That's a million-dollar question, Larry. There are two ways it could go. They could say, hey, we won. Let's get together and, you know, we heard Trump last night, and you heard the leadership from the House and the Senate. Sounds like they may make a go of trying to get together, mend fences, and move along. They need each other. You know, as much as you could say, well, you know, we can push out Speaker Ryan, push out McConnell. They do need each other. These leaders and Trump needs Ryan and McConnell to try to move his agenda. Who would be the alternative to Paul Ryan, who could win the number of votes in January? Mm-hmm. So there are those questions, those practical questions, that would make it difficult for there to be a big ouster. There is some anger, though. There are people who think that these leaders did not recognize what was happening out in the country with people supporting Trump, and therefore they shouldn't be in charge. There are certainly people who think that, and I think that's got to play out.
And real fast, in terms of helping smooth and some of those ruffled feathers, how large does Vice President-elect Mike Pence loom here, since he served in the House, and he is pretty well respected, even by those who were never Trump?
Right. A lot of the people who served with Trump, Pence, when he was the number four leader, conference chairman, are still in the House. They respect him very much. He's a governor. He's somebody who is really good at, you know, extending the olive branch and working with people. He's going to play a huge role, as will Ryan Priebus, I think, at trying to get the two sides together. And, you know, no guarantee how it'll all turn out. But like I said, now that they've won and they've seen the fact that they can now try to push their agenda through, it may help tamp down the rebellion that perhaps you would have seen if Trump lost, maybe by a narrow margin, and people put the blame on these GOP leaders. But he won, and I think that may change the dynamic here.
Susan, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much. Susan Ferriccio with the Washington Examiner.
Thanks, guys.
It is now 8:43 on WMAL.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold?
You be brave. You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
You the boss, you hiring some folks? Do you know where to post your job opportunities to find the best candidates, the very best? Posting your job in one place, you know, these days, that's just not enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your jobs to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click of the mouse. Find candidates in any city or industry or nationwide. Just post it one time and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling of emails or calls to your office. You'll quickly screen the candidates. You'll give them a quick once-over, rate them, and then hire the right person. Find out today with why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time, try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/report.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here comes Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Here we come. Barreling 95 southbound out of Laurel, south of 198 in delays. 29 most of the way from the ICC out of Fairland down toward White Oak and Four Corners, New Hampshire Avenue to the Beltway. And why is this? Because the Beltway has been jammed all morning. We have the rain, the drizzle, I'm seeing delays everywhere. But this top side of the Beltway, we've had now four separate accidents. The latest one near Colesville Road over to the shoulder, and that's within the backups as you come around through College Park and Silver Spring. In fact, the Beltway each direction in Lanham, New Carrollton, over near Andrews, volume each way. Suitland Parkway is jammed, making a trip into town. Big delays to get onto 295 and onto the 11th Street Bridge. Had a crash on the freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel, and that's what caused those big delays. And not seeing any relief in that yet. Out of Newington, 95 slows to get onto the 14th Street Bridge and onto the Beltway through Annandale and Tyson's. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Damp on this Wednesday morning with some rain around. Some of it's steady, but not heavy. Showers still in the forecast this afternoon. A gusty west-northwesterly wind will start to kick up near 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigert, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory. And I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard.
Donald Trump last night at the New York Hilton addressing the assembled Trump supporters, who, by the way, when they showed up yesterday afternoon around 4 or 5 o'clock, they were anxious. They were wringing their hands. They were, they were believing the last polls that came out, and they were believing a lot of the mood that you saw from pundits and the smart set in Washington, D.C. and New York on cable news, who were basically laying the groundwork for President-elect Hillary Clinton and a discussion about what's next for the Republican Party. Boy, it didn't turn out that way for the Trump campaign at all or for the Republican Party. That speech, by the way, that he gave came after a no-show by Hillary Clinton. She sent out campaign chairman John Podesta to address the throng that was waiting for her. And likewise, by the way, the reverse happened with them. They arrived jubilant, ready for a huge celebration, and left in tears.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I was very disappointed that there wasn't an appearance by the secretary last night. That was the proper, polite thing to do. That would be the classy thing to do. Now, she's going to apparently say something at 9:30.
Yeah.
But she had people who stood there for hours. These were her dedicated volunteers, the people who worked tirelessly for her, and she couldn't even get herself out the door to give a speech to them. I'm trying to be magnanimous today. I really am, but that is just, that's low class.
Secretary Clinton will address the nation at 9:30 this morning, and you will hear it Of course, you will hear it right here live on WMAL because, well, it's where Washington comes to talk.
Don't you think it's crazy to spend $30,000 or more just to sell your home? After all, that's your money. Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Can having breast implants lead to suicide?
She knew she was sick from the implants.
Seven on Your Side reveals a possible dark side to the most popular plastic surgery. Seven on Your Side alerts, protects, investigates. Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Way to enter a room.
Stick with me, kid.
ABC Tonight. Designated Survivor is back and all new.
You're the only chance this country has.
Will he be the leader who brings America together?
I have to believe that we all want the same thing. To rebuild our country.
Or watch as it falls apart.
I cannot do this alone.
Where? Oh my God.
Designated Survivor. All new.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on Your Side. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. What's new? What's now? What's happening next? With breaking news, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Weekdays starting at 4:25, where good mornings start.
Who'd have thought zombies would be so darn popular?
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Nah, just because zombies are trending doesn't mean you want one in your house. I'm talking about any heating system that's 10 years old or older. It's a money-hungry monster, and it's lurking just behind that closed door. Even if your furnace does survive another season, let me ask you this. Is it really energy efficient? Does opening your power bill make your blood run cold? Does it make scary noises when it clicks on? If day-to-day living is bone-chilling, let's zap your furnace back to factory specs. A wow tune-up from my stand-up guys will amaze you and make your furnace oh so happy. And it's just $79, which may leave you to ask yourself, who would snap up a furnace tune-up like that? Someone with brains.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
The human race is constantly evolving, and we are getting taller. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Over the past century, adult height has changed substantially and unevenly in the world's countries. That's according to a recent report published in the journal eLife. Dutch men and Latvian women are the tallest in the world. Men from Timor-Leste and women from Guatemala are the shortest. A century ago, American men ranked as third tallest in the world at 5 feet 7 inches. Today, we're 5 foot 10 inches, but ranked 37th tallest. American women, once fourth tallest, are now 42nd. Being tall, but not too tall, is associated with living a longer life and being less likely to suffer from heart and respiratory disease. But it's also associated with certain types of cancer, colon, breast, and ovarian. Finally, the rumors are true. Studies have shown taller people earn more money over the course of their lives. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
From painting to lawn maintenance, we protect our homes, both the inside and the outside. Now is the perfect time to protect the most valuable thing in your home. Protect your loved ones by practicing a fire escape plan and installing Kidde fire and security products. Kidde is here to help with a full line of easy-to-install fire and carbon monoxide alarms and security cameras. And you can find them all at the Home Depot. Stop in today for everything you need to protect your home. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Boy, that is a great choice. You know, the rental market is red hot. It's going to get red hotter, actually, with the new administration coming to town. A lot of people looking for places to live. Why don't you give yourself the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor by renting out your home, your investment property, your inherited home? Renting has never been easier when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse, America's number one rent estate company. For just $80 a month, they'll price your property. They'll quickly find you great tenants. They'll collect the rent and take those pesky maintenance calls you don't want to deal with. What do you want to deal with? You want to deal with sitting back and letting someone else pay your mortgage. That's what you want to deal with. Renting your property delivers steady cash flow, long-term equity, great tax breaks. It's called Rent Estate. Go from homeowner to investor today with Renters Warehouse. Get started. They'll give you a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com or call them 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370, Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
Life got you stressed? Have aches and pains? Schedule a craft massage with Mary at Vienna Massage Therapy. Mary's board certified and has been skillfully combining the art and science of massage for over 20 years.
Mary's tailored approach is the best I've ever encountered.
Take $30 off your first visit with Vienna's best kept secret. Remember ViennaMassageTherapy.com. Accept no imitations. ViennaMassageTherapy.com. Not just your run-of-the-mill massage.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, take you onto the outer loop of the Beltway as you make your travels past Van Dorn. That's where we had the crash. They were trying to get that out of the left lane, but delays as you come north off of 95 to get onto the outer loop stretch, jammed onto the inner loop and most of the way to the American Legion Bridge. Had a couple of problems along the way. That seems to be about theme this morning. The theme is a long commute for many of you. Still jammed on the brakes, 270 most of the way, Urbana. Onto the 270 spur to cross the Legion Bridge. Beltway hung up, still about an hour ride between College Park and Silver Spring. The latest incident near Colesville on the shoulder. Everyone trying to get to the Beltway slow. And in town, again, 295 into the 11th Street Bridge, each direction in a solid lineup. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from Garage Door Repair. .com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain coming down this morning, all out ahead of a cold front. The front will sweep through, and the rain will taper off to showers as we go through midday and this afternoon. A west-northwesterly wind, 15 to 25 miles per hour, 60 degrees. Still some gusty winds tonight. Some chillier air spills in, 43. Outside the Beltway, colder. Sunny tomorrow, pleasant, 62. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees at 8:56.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now, which means all prices are guaranteed through Black Friday. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Why wait till Black Friday? Black Friday starts now. The Big Screen Store. Visit visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Well, listen, tomorrow we'll talk to NASA Administrator Bolden and also Jake Tapper from CNN, what his take on everything
is. This afternoon we'll check in with Dr. Sebastian Gorka to get his take on the national security implications and what our terrorist enemies are thinking today. Here comes Chris Plant. Hello, Chris. How are you today?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Not a lot going on. Yeah, the Caps lost last night.
Caps lost. I think today, texting while driving, it is out of control out there. And why does it always rain the day after you get your car washed?